Hey everyone, welcome back to The Dopamine Fast. It's your boy Logan Cruz here, and if you're anything like me, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes, right? You know, those moments that make you want to hit the snooze button on reality? We've all been there. But guess what? We don't have to just lie down and take it. Today we're diving deep into something super important. Building a toolbox of healthy coping mechanisms for when life decides to throw its best punch. Because let's face it, adversity is unavoidable, but how we handle it, that's entirely up to us. Now, before you start picturing yourself meditating on a mountaintop while chanting ancient wisdom, though that sounds pretty cool, right? Hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. This is about finding practical, everyday strategies that actually work for you and your unique life. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock the secrets to navigating those rough patches with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Number 1, acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel overwhelmed, frustrated, angry, whatever comes up. Bottling it up only makes things worse in the long run. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves crashing on the shore. You can try to fight them, but they're going to keep coming. The key is to learn how to surf those waves instead of getting swept away. Number 2. Talk it out. Share your struggles with someone you trust. A friend, family member, therapist, or even a journaling session. Sometimes just voicing what's going on can help clear the fog and make things feel less daunting. Remember, we're not designed to go through tough times alone. We're social creatures, and connecting with others is essential for our well-being. Number 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health. It's a powerful stress reliever, too. Even a short walk can do wonders for clearing your head and boosting your mood. Ever noticed how much better you feel after a good workout? That's not just endorphins talking. It's your brain saying, hey, thanks for taking care of me. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Take some time each day to simply be present in the moment. Focus on your breath, notice your surroundings, and let go of racing thoughts. This could be a quick meditation session, a mindful walk in nature, or even just 5 minutes of quiet reflection before bed. The world is constantly bombarding us with information and stimuli. Mindfulness helps us create space for peace and clarity amidst the chaos. And finally, number 5, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this one's crucial. When things are tough, it's easy to fall into a cycle of self-criticism. But remember, you're human, and you deserve compassion, just like anyone else. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a similar situation. Let me tell you a story that really drove this home for me. Back in college, I had this massive project due. Think weeks of research, writing, revisions, the whole 9 yards. I was super stressed out, pulling all-nighters, constantly feeling overwhelmed. One day, I hit my breaking point. I was sitting at my desk, surrounded by papers, and just felt like giving up completely. Then, I remember seeing a quote on my friend's laptop. Be kind to yourself. You are doing the best you can. It was like a light bulb went off. I realized that instead of beating myself up for feeling overwhelmed, I needed to focus on taking things one step at a time, celebrating small victories, and giving myself permission to rest when I needed it. And guess what? It made all the difference. I still finished the project, but I did it with less stress and more self-compassion. So remember, building healthy coping mechanisms isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself, even on the tough days. Embrace those challenges as opportunities for growth and resilience, and never underestimate the power of a little kindness towards yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for dealing with adversity? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Fast for daily doses of motivation and self-improvement. Until next time, keep chasing that good life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.